I want to back up for about a year where all of us had really great concerns. We're coming up to St. Patrick's Day, and this weirdo pandemic, well, it was coming and we were waiting for it to, you know, blow over, and of course that didn't happen. And obviously we're in great, great, you know, spirit as we normally would, you know, leading up to St. Patrick's Day. The Irish Repertory Theatre was in full swing. As a matter of fact, you had two productions just ending up on, what date was that again? March 12th, I believe, at the Irish Rep.
Yes.
Adrian, have Ciarán tell you what he was doing, what he had ready. Let him tell you about that for a minute.
Okay.
Ciarán? We had two shows running in Cantata, Paul Muldoon in Cantata, and Lady G about Lady Gregory in the Studio Theatre.
Yeah.
And we were in rehearsals for A Touch of the Poet.
Mm.
And on March 13th, as a birthday gift to me, they closed down the whole city, and away we went.
Mm.
That was my birthday present this year, and it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I know. You're not dropping any hints here. I know you can be, you know, knowing what country you're from and all the rest of it, you can be a bit sneaky at times. But, yeah, so the 13th.
Yeah. Well, no.
Skip over that.
If you want to send me gifts coming up, March 13th will be, you know, it's just around the corner.
Yeah.
It's not too early to go shopping now.
Yeah, Are you taking cash this year?
No, but I am, Adrian. I'm taking cash.
The last time I took a check was one I got from you, and it did terrible damage to me because I dropped it and it came up and hit me in the face.
Yeah, listen, I told you to hold that until you heard from me. So it's your own fault, you know. I think we all will remember where we were and maybe when it sunk in. Because we heard that this might be coming. We heard that the city might be closing down. We heard there was no St. Patrick's Day parade. And being Irish, we choose not to fully believe that. But you were finishing. You're rehearsing. Now what? In theatre, that's not an easy, you know, as we see from Broadway that has been closed ever since, that takes a little bit of brainstorming. Have you been down the basement since, trying to figure it out?
The thing about it, Adrian, is that at the time, even though it was really inconvenient to have to shut down and to go, but at the time it was, damn it, we're not going to get onto the stage now for a couple of weeks. You know, that's what we were thinking, you know, that it was going to just, until this thing blows over, and, you know, according to our ex-president, miraculously disappear, you know, it was, that was going to happen. And we were going to be back, and we'll have the time for actors to, you know, to catch up on their lines, get their lines down, and we'll be opening, you know, a little later.
Adrian, I threw some clothes in a bag enough for a few weeks and got on a plane and flew to my house in St. Louis to kind of take care of my family, and I still got the same clothes on that I left in. It's almost a year later. So you can imagine how I look, Adrian.
But you do wash your hands, right? And
once in a while.
And you know that according to Senator Cruz, you can actually take a shower now, you know. And you're lucky, yeah. No, I wonder though, you're saying it took a few days. We could not believe, I think any of us could not believe, that St. Patrick's Day would come and go with all of the preparations. I think it was the beginning of fierce bad luck for those in the hospitality industry, the restaurants, the pubs, who had already, you know, the deliveries were made. Now they're getting stuck with, you know, all of those expenses, and we couldn't believe it. You know, it took a little while for us to sink in, but at what point, you know, did both of you say, you know, we're going to have to do something else here?
Well, Kieran was mounting a production at that time. The stage was ready. He was ready to move in, and we had a few sold out performances sold out. Not to mention an opening night party for Touch of the Poet. Kieran, tell what you did.
Well, it was just the time that we were, you know, very quickly with a really inspired staff. We always said it because they were so ready to jump on their things, and a wonderful guy, Nick Malampy, who has worked with Irish Rep a bunch of times as a wonderful actor. He called up and said, "How about we throw some actors and you know musicians online, and we call it the Show Must Go On line." And that was Nick's initiative in the very beginning. So for the first couple of weeks, we had every day we had some actors doing some poems or pieces of plays or sing a song or you know pieces of music. And that began that. And from then, when you know a few weeks into that, we thought, Jesus, there's nobody's talking about going back yet. We better do something else.
Yeah.
So we decided to expand a bit, and we began. Let's do a play that'll work, you know, quite easily on in a setting where we can film it and film it remotely with the actors and all in their own place, you know, in their own homes. And we'll do that, and that was Brian Freel and Molly Sweeney. And then we expanded to yet, you know, even more than that, where we put in green screens which gave backgrounds to, you know, and so everybody could see. Like, you know, even though they were at home remotely, they would seem like they were all in the same room, you know. So that was, we did one, and it was a bit like Charlotte, right? But it was a bit like, you know, finding the Irish Rep all over again. You do one play, and then you do another, and then you do another, and then you do another. And, you know, after about, you know, 9 months, we had just produced nine plays. And,
okay. Just to let you know there, Kieran O'Reilly, you seems like you're fading in and out. Are you up in, Anya says you're too close to the Billy phone, but you know that.
I'm sorry. Was I going in and out? I'm sorry. I have a bad habit of not keeping the phone directly against the head, so I'll do that. Sorry about that, Adrian.
No, that's all right.
I'll say nothing.
Listen. Of the bad habits that you are well known for, that's probably the slightest. Yeah. Tell me, though, and Charlotte, until he gets used to handling the phone, you know, he's only been in the country a short time.
And when
he left, it was a wind-up telephone. You know, you had to go...
It still is in coffee cabin, I hear.
Adrian, you're absolutely 100% right. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, not to mention picking up the phone if you were in places like Attie-Mass, and we didn't even have the handle on the phone. You picked it up, and you hoped that sooner or later... You know, somebody would say, "What's that light blinking?" Oh, somebody must want to make a call. Yeah, and then you'd be ever so grateful when the post office would say, "Yes, what number?" Anyway, look, we digress, and that's what what you have been doing. I just want to know though from you, Charlotte. Those first calls, now, nobody, first of all, nobody believed that this was going to drag on. So how do you get in touch with artists and say, by the way, we need you to change gears here because we're going to go virtual. We're going to do something, and don't bother looking at, rules and regulations or whatever, because we don't have them ourselves. How do you sell that?
Adrian, I'll say this one more time, and you'll never hear it from me again. Kieran O'Reilly has been heroic. There, I've said it. I'm sorry, but that is the truth. He has taken around, he has passed out green screens. He has gone to the ends of the earth. He has taken equipment around so that we can, to actors, so that we can keep going. He has gone into that theater day after day after day and taken care of the mail and taken care of the place. He has been a hero. There I've said it. I'll deny it tomorrow, but there I've said it. And our staff has also been outstanding. They took up this trouble and have obviated it. I swear to God, we are all working from our homes. We are working 5 days a week, or sometimes six and seven. We have never stopped. I think we've done a miracle. Now, I've praised ourselves. Now you both can carry on.
Oh, thank you.
But Adrian, you're saying, how do you reach people? And I just keep on thinking, that before this, Captain Boyle and June on the take-up, he said, what is the moon, Joshua? What is the moon? Now we say, what is the Zoom, Joshua? What is the Zoom?
Every day, Adrian, every day.
Yeah. But, okay. So imagine, though, those who are outside of the theater, who, for the last 30-plus years felt that the way to see a play that we, and promoting, the Irish rep as, being what it is. It's amazing. It's fantastic. But telling people, you got to come down, you got to, the parking is great. We had a state-of-the-art theater. You'd have to see it to believe it. And now, because necessity being the mother of invention, not to mention who's picking up the tab these days, you are now able to bring theater into the homes of people who, many of whom were never at the theater or, So how do you market that one?
Karen, tell them all the countries that we've accessed since the pandemic started.
Yeah, it has been. I was going to say, Adrian, we offer free parking on our couch to sit down and watch it, and it has been extraordinary in that way of spreading the gospel, around the country. So we've actually a huge following in California.
Right.
It represents almost 20% of people who watch in California. Go figure. But it's also a shout out.
By the way, you can expect a severe drop for those in Texas So how does it work? Many of us, not that interested in Zoom to begin with, and particularly those of us on radio, you don't have to comb your hair from one week to the other. But how do people log in or?
We send the word out a lot on social media, which is, so it gets on the internet and so it goes worldwide. In order to watch a show, what we have done, instead of just putting it up there and leaving it that anybody can, go and press a link at any time and watch it, they can't. They have to actually, log in on the Irish Repertory Theatre website.
Right.
And their shows are at specific times. They follow actually what the live show schedule was. So
okay.
If there was, you know, the Tuesday at 7, you know, Wednesday
right.
to 8, and so on. And then you book your show. And the big thing about booking the show is you can book it for free. We've offered it to anybody who doesn't have the means. There's many people these days who don't have the means, because that's the way the world is. And then there are some people who have the means, and they've been extremely generous with us. And they, you know, they book on the, we suggest $25 to watch the show. Sometimes people give a lot more.
Yeah.
Sometimes people give nothing. But whatever it is, it has actually managed to sustain us and our staff. And we've been able to pay all the actors, you know, with pension and health. And, we've been able to keep our staff employed. So.
That is terrific, and again, I want to, however briefly, join Charlotte in saying that's one hell of a job that you're doing. It's all right, you know, Charlotte is out in St. Louis, you know, with her feet up, and here you are killing yourself.
With my feet up, I'll kill you, Adrian.
She's already going to deny everything she just said now, you know?
Wait till I get my hands on you.
I want to say then how do people know, for instance, you have Molly Sweeney, yes, Reflections of Molly with the Weir, you know, so many, Belfast Blues, Turn the Log in Your Hands. When and where and how, for those who would like to binge watch, what's the procedure, or is that opportunity there?
We currently have a festival of the productions that we've done thus far on, and we've just extended it now through March 5th. And so it's just going to be irishrep.org website, and you'll see all the shows, and you can just pick the show and pick the time. It's a different show each night, sometimes two different ones each day on matinee days, which are Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday on matinee days, and then and there's a different show for each night of the other. And just book. You need to register to book, and then a link is sent to you on about an hour before the show is to begin. And then you can click on it, and you'll watch the show, and it stays up for a couple of hours after the show, and then it disappears. And so that people, all the artists, are protected in that way, that it's not you know, out there for forever.
And it's free, Adrian, if you can't afford it, if you've lost your job, if you're short of money, it's free,
There's hardly a better deal than that. And as we all try to reinvent ourselves, I think that, and again, we should, you know, be grateful for those who are under strain themselves, but who actually, you know, understand that where you have, particularly in the arts, where you have actors and those who, you know, rely on it, rely on that kind of, support. You know, there are those who say, okay, whether it's large or small, let's pitch in on something. And I think that's great. Yeah.
People's generosity and concern have kept us paying our staff and our actors. We're very, very relieved about that and very thankful.
It's irishrep.org. That's irishrep.org. And if you wouldn't mind, just run down the list now of your winter schedule.
Oh, Lord.
You do it, Kieran.
I'm going to try it now.
God forbid that Charlotte would get off her armchair.
I'm going to kill you.
Okay. Molly Sweeney by Brian Friel.
Marvelous.
Yes, by Aideen Maloney and Colin McCann from the novel Ulysses by James Joyce. The Weir by Connor McPherson. Love Noel by Noel Coward, the songs and letters of Noel Coward. A Touch of the Poet by Eugene O'Neill. Belfast Blues by Jimmy Dean Hughes.
Wow.
On Beckett in Screen by Samuel Beckett and Bill Irwin. Give Me Your Hand by Paul Durkin with Dermot Malloy and Dermot Crowley. And Meet Me in St. Louis, the musical. Directed by Charlotte Moore from St. Louis.
Wow.
Have I gotten everybody on that? I don't know whether I think so.
I'm glad you mentioned, St. Louis. You know how people get. Anyway, no, that, enough. Kieran, knock it off, all right? Enough.
Enough is enough.
It's great. It is tremendous. It is, and I've been giving both of you credit for coining the phrase, the shows must go online. So if that's not exactly true, can you let it go, please? Because I, it's too late for me now to start backing up and saying.
No, it is.
Actually.
We coined it, or,
Galanti
coined it, but we took full credit for it. That's the way it
seems. You should. Yes. I came in my parish, we had Father Pat Payton, and he coined the phrase, the family that prays together stays together, and see where that one went. I mean, it's still around.
A long way.
Sure. And how? Irish Rep. Is it a phone number? Is anybody answering the phone when you're not?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Really?
727-2737. Yes, there is. It'll be answered remotely in one of our box office staffs.
Wow.
Sitting in their home. Yeah. But they're online, yeah.
That is fantastic. Okay, good luck. Keep doing
it. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to hear you, Adrian.
Okay.
Just on you too.
Thank you. And just be prepared, Charlotte, when you come back.
I'll get you.
No. When you come back, it's not the same New York you left. I mean, we are smartening it up again just because we're expecting you back sooner or later. And we are. We're really doing it right, Kieran?
That's right, yeah. The red carpet's on 22nd Street, yeah.
Terrific. Thank you both. Thank you for what you do. And again, great thanks to supporters and those who are supporting not just the Irish repertories here, but the actors, and keeping the doors open somehow. It's great.
Thank you, Adrian.
Okay.
You be safe.
You too. Okay. That's thank you. Thank you, both of you. And friends, you're listening to The Flannelly Show live from New York City. And we're going to end our program